أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to focus on his immediate relatives and the closest family members within his clan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that he should warn them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should exercise humility and humbleness towards the believers who have followed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, Ayah number 216 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ If they disobey you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that the first time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited his family, the first people to oppose him was his own family. His uncle Abu Lahab was the first to curse him. His uncle Abu Lahab would follow him when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and meet the different tribes and the different clans, especially during the season of Hajj. He would see that as an opportunity to convey the message of Islam. So he would go and he would visit the different camps and he would visit the different families and tribes, and Abu Lahab would walk behind him, not too far behind him. And as he would be conveying the message of Islam, Abu Lahab, his own uncle, his father's brother, would come behind him and he would go to the same people and he would say to them, this is a madman, who listen to him. He does not know what he is saying. We are his family. We know he is suffering from some mental illness. He is going through some mental disorder that he is suffering from. Do not listen to him. Do not pay attention to him. So his own family members were the very first to oppose him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they disobey you, فَقُلْ Then tell them and make it known to them, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ I am absolutely absolved. I am free. I have nothing to do with what actions you perform and you carry out. My responsibility, because you are a close relative of mine, you are my family member, you are the first people who deserve my advice, and you should be the first recipient of the message that I have come to convey. But if you are not going to give up your ways, then let me pronounce it to you and make it clear to you that I have nothing to do with the deeds and the actions that you are involved in. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa tawakkal, put full trust. When it comes to the effort of deen, we all are involved in some form of effort of deen. We all are trying to influence someone, especially within our family. Every single one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of authority and the power of influence. This is an amazing power that Allah has kept, especially within the parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings every child into this world in a state of fitrah. Fitrah means a completely uninfluenced state with an inclination towards good. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ The first people to influence the behavior of their child are the parents. Allah says the parents then drive the child towards Christianity. The parents drive the child towards Judaism. The parents drive the child towards different types of lifestyle. And the parents are the first ones who influence behavior in the child. So Allah has placed us in a position of influence. And Allah has given us that power of influence. We have that power within our hand. But we must understand, and Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ Do not rely on your own effort. Don't become frustrated. If you are going to rely on your own effort and you will solely rely on the power of influence that Allah has placed within you, and you will see that it is having no impact or positive impact on your child, on your family, on your relative, on your siblings, on your brothers, on your sisters, on your family in general, then what happens is you will give up. وَتَوَكَّلْ Place your trust. You must turn to Allah and you must seek help from Allah and you must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, the heart of people are within the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, wa tawakkal O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while conveying the message of Islam, while encouraging your family members, while speaking to them about Allah and introducing them to Allah, put all your trust, Adal Aziz, on the Mighty One, Ar-Rahim, the Most Merciful One. You will find that these are two attributes of Allah that have been used throughout this chapter. After relating up to us the incident of the people of the past, after every incident, what did Allah say? وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Every ruku ended with Inna Rabbaka lahu al-Aziz al-Rahim. Two attributes of Allah. One is al-Aziz, the Mighty. This is an attribute of Allah that instills awe in the heart. And that is how we are motivated in this world. There are two qualities that must be imbibed within our hearts and that we must develop. One is the awe of Allah, fear of Allah's punishment, fear of the evil consequences of our deeds. And the other attribute is Ar-Rahim, the Most Merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has combined these attributes. So while having fear of the punishment of Allah, while fearing the wrath of Allah, while fearing the might and the power of Allah, you should also have full hope in the mercy of Allah, Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim, because that will motivate you. Too much of fear makes you despondent. Too much of hope makes you complacent. So we need a combination of both. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawakkal, all your trust in who? Al-Aziz, the Mighty One. Allah is there, Allah is mighty, Allah is powerful, but at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Who is Allah? Alladhi yaraka hina taqoom, the one who watches you. Hina taqoom, when you stand up in prayer during the night, Allah watches you. Allah looks forward to those moments when, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you stand up in the latter part of the night, Allah watches you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you. Allah observes you. Allah is watching your qiyam. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches your movements amongst those who make sujood. Two things Allah says, Allah watches, and that is the postures of our salah. Allah looks at your qiyam when you are standing, and Allah looks at your sujood while you are making sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we must present the best quality of prayer before Allah. When you are standing and you are fulfilling a certain posture of salah, make sure you are doing it in the best possible way. Why? Allah says, Allah is watching your qiyam. When you go in sujood, then present the best posture. Learn what is the best posture. How I should approach my salah. How the posture should be fulfilled correctly. Why? Because when I make sujood before Allah, I'm presenting it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is watching me and who's looking at me. Think about a person who goes for any test, for example, to pass his driving license test. He knows he is so conscious about every little rule of driving, and he's so conscious about everything that he had learned about driving. Why? There's someone sitting next to him, and there's someone monitoring and observing every move of his. So he's absolutely conscious. The same thing when it comes to salah. Allah says, Allah is watching you. Allah's attention is towards you. So you should present it in such a way that it will earn you a license in akhirah, and that salah will be a means of your entry into paradise. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah is the one, يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ, when you stand up in prayer during the night, Allah watches you. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, not only at night does Allah watch you, but also when you are performing salah amongst others, that is when you are in jama'ah. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, your movement amongst those who make sujood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.